We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The corner of Broadway and Battery. This is the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game. Now, Damon Bruce.
Let's go. Let's do this. I'm officially in a good mood. We got ourselves a big, big, big playoff game in St. Louis tonight. Last night, there was a big, big, big playoff game, and I'm not sure you can steal a game on your own home floor. But I think that's what the Warriors actually did last night. We got a ton to talk about. We got 4 hours to do it with. We got Michael Rappaport. One of my best friends in the world is going to be on the show today, Tom Ackerman. We're checking in with him on all things St. Louis. He's actually at Bethpage, so we'll talk to him about the PGA Championship, too. We're going to do a Gripes and Dimes. We've got Chris Broussard. We've got Dieter Kurtenbaugh. And I have already buried the lead because for the very first time ever, I get to look across and see Guru sitting across from me. The Blue Chew man himself is here. Guru, how are you, man?
I'm going to need the Blue Chew because 240 minutes with you, I'm ready. I'm excited.
I hope so.
As they say in the streets, D, I'm excited.
Endurance. You're going to need some today. You drew the short straw. Instead of working on a two-hour show, you get a four-hour show on a Friday. So thanks for drawing the short straw.
Hey, real quick, I told my wife, I sat next to you at the Warrior game. The people didn't know that. I might talk to you a little too much, so if I did, I apologize.
What, are you kidding?
Yeah, the wife was like, you know what, you're always talking. I called while I was sitting next to you, and I was like, you know, Damon might be like, will you shut the...
No, what do you think we're doing? We're sitting there talking basketball.
All right, I want to make sure.
And luckily, the both of us know what we're talking about, so it's a good conversation. Dude, the hands. The hands of Andre Iguodala. Like, those are the hands of God right there. And that guy, he gets to fire those hands off in ways that Steph Curry can't. I mean, really, he is allowed to do things reaching and grabbing at a basketball that Steph Curry is no longer allowed to do because he can't get away with it. Andre Iguodala, Ken, he called his hands crazy. He was swearing at his hands coming up the tunnel. I guess I'm not safe for work. A little Andre Iguodala after dark went out last night.
I'm getting old. I saw the video, and I'm like, who's he calling crazy? Portland?
He's talking
to his hands.
He's talking to his hands.
It saved the day.
Curry is back in flamethrower mode. His last three games we could put into a time capsule to describe how good he is. And right now, Draymond is just in straight out of Saginaw mode. I mean, he is there to lay waste to what's ever in front of him. He's blocking threes like his name is Zion and he's playing against Virginia.
Is it because he has a slimmer waist? Is it just the 23 pounds?
I think so.
This dude looks like a fighter running the break like Magic Johnson, even in the half court. Set. It runs through him, Damon. This dude deserves a max contract. The question is, do you go talk to him before it's time? Rich Paul on line one. He knew what he was doing.
Man, we got a good show for you today. 888-957-9570 is the number. Looking forward to talking to you. Your calls are certainly in and welcome. I don't want to get too much further into the show without saying that today is a big day if you were a big fan of A Tribe Called Quest. That's love right there, man.
Fife Dog.
Today is Fife Dog Day in the city of Oakland. Fife unfortunately passed away a few years ago, and the city of Oakland today has declared it Fife Dog Day. We're going to be playing some Tribe throughout today's show. I think we got to play some Old Town Road throughout today's show, too, because I saw the video today, and really, I think that it applies to Andre Iguodala. Because he's the fastest hands in the West. It's a very country thing to be.
I'm blown away. You showed that to me. You said, Guru, sit down, watch this. And I watched it, D. And I got to give whoever produced that art an award, an academy. I mean, that was awesome.
Phenomenal. Yeah. Phenomenal. Have a sense of humor about you. You know, in life, it'll help you get ahead. And that video's got a sense of humor about it. It's phenomenal. If you haven't seen the Old Town Road video, you do have to watch it today. Warriors last night put themselves in position for me to say a sentence. It's almost hard to come out of my mouth. And you growing up here in the Bay Area, you know that this is something that nobody ever thought that they would ever say about the Golden State Warriors. The Golden State Warriors are two wins away from a fifth consecutive NBA Finals appearance. I mean, that's just, that is the most rarefied air in the sports history. A fifth straight consecutive NBA Finals appearance. They're just two wins away. I mean, say it out loud. Do it at your desk right now. Do it in your car. Don't worry. You won't look crazy like you're talking to yourself.
Do you know what comes to mind when you say that to me? Seriously, real quick.
No, what?
Joe Lacob, when he got booed, and he looked up in the rafters and also said, that banner is lonely. And now you're sitting here on this beautiful Friday telling me they are about to embark on their fifth trip. Joe Lacob bet on himself, and he's winning.
It's amazing.
He's won, and he's winning. Still got chips.
It's amazing. And really, let's be totally honest. Joe Lacob pointing in the rafters and talking about those banners are lonely. Would be the equivalent of...
Give it to me.
The Orlando Magic planning a parade for the championship they haven't even won yet. Like, there's no way. The Warriors were as do not matter to the league as a team could really factor into the... This team really doesn't matter to the league it exists in. They were a complete also-ran. For decades, they meant nothing other than, like, oh, that's a cool jersey, but then they got rid of it, so it's not a cool jersey anymore. So it was just... It's the biggest turnaround. The only thing I can compare
it to
is the New England Patriots. The New England Patriots went from they don't matter at all
to they might be
the New York Yankees.
Okay.
And the Golden State Warriors went from they don't matter at all to they might be the New York Yankees.
Would you trade the bad years if you knew, DB, what you would get now that this run is embarking on what it is, about to be the fifth trip? Would you trade all that mediocrity, all the bad drafts, the Dunleavy's, Troy Murphy's, everybody, for what you have now? I mean, there's some people probably driving in their car at home like, you know what, I may have to think about it. I wouldn't. That's too long of a stretch. Warrior fans went through the cycle of dysfunction, and it wasn't it was just losing.
It was top down. Ownership, front office, players, everyone was bad at their job.
Stein had to cover the team.
Yeah, he was. If you're covering the Warriors now, you get to look upon an ocean. Steinmetz was covering a shallow puddle.
Oh, a creek.
Yeah, really. And this is a team that has done so much to just change the way we have expectations about a team here in the Bay Area. The fact that we want more. Like, there are a lot of people here in the Bay Area. There are a lot of people on this station. God, I might even be one of them that would tell you, oh, geez, if they don't win the title this year, it's going to put a little damper on the whole thing. It can't. It certainly would. But to put a damper on the whole thing, there would be people running to microphones and to their typewriters to tell you that the entire dynasty has now been completely proven useless and they lost and they don't matter anymore. Like,
no, nope.
People are going to die to be the first to totally dismiss the Golden State Warriors. And it's just amazing. A fifth straight NBA Finals appearance should be enough to satisfy anybody and not be made fun of. But still, in a world of that's not good enough for me, I've got better standards than that, 500,000 people are signing a petition to remake the final season of Game of Thrones. Like, what are you, all crazy?
I'm in season one.
You got a little catch up to do. But it is amazing. People bitch and moan about this team the way that people complain about Game of Thrones. And look, I'm one of them.
That's when you're winning, though, D.
Yeah, and you spend all this time setting up something phenomenal. You want it to end phenomenally. I really hope that this Warrior season ends phenomenally. But honestly, if all they did was reach the NBA Finals and then lose to the next up-and-coming team, like...
I don't even see that team. Go ahead, DB.
I don't want to start making excuses, but it wouldn't be the five straight NBA Finals. It's insane. That right there alone is better than most fans will ever have it at any point in their fandom, in their lifetime, ever, 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 ever. What you got used to is the restaurant that the vast majority of people living on the planet will never be able to go to, make a reservation, or afford to eat there. And that's where you eat breakfast every day.
And the fact that, you know, we know, you and I both know Kevin Durant is phenomenal. But he came at the end of this beautiful story. The beginning is with the homegrowns, the ankle issues with Steph, Clay, Draymond. I love that term. It's organic. It's homegrown. Then you got one. Then you should have two. You went and added Kevin Durant, and now you just have, I'm going Blake Carrington on you, a dynasty. It's just special, D.
Get your Linda Evans shoulder pads, man. Baby. 888-957-9570 is the number. We are open all lines all day until Michael Rappaport joins us at 4 o'clock. Obviously, he's a big NBA fan. He's also a guy who directed the seminal Tribe Called Quest documentary, Beats, Rhymes, and Life. And on Fife Day, we just happen to have Michael Rappaport in the queue. It's phenomenal. My good pal Tom Ackerman's going to join us. Guru's Gripes is going to be married to Damon's Dimes in a little crossover segment today. Chris Broussard, Dieter Kurtenbaugh joining us, and hopefully you plan on joining us as well. These are the good times. 888-957-9570. Elena, tell them how much of a good time it really is.
Now, back to the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
Exactly 10 seconds remaining. Lillard catches it midcourt. Iguodala in front of him. Lillard with the dribble. Comes hard left side. Tries to hold off Iguodala. Stripped and stolen. Andre stolen. He stole it. Steph Curry throws it up at the horn. It doesn't matter. The game's over. Andre Iguodala with the best hands in the business has given the Warriors game two.
Great call by Tim Roy again. Andre Iguodala. He's got the fastest hands in the West. And for him to be so close to Dame, who is, you know, he's got pull it up from anywhere range. By the way, Guru's here with us today and looking forward to this the show for sure. That do you realize how careful you got to be in that situation? I mean, Andre Iguodala 100% could have been sending Dame Lillard to the line for three free throws, and that game's going to overtime. But he's in there like a riverboat gambler doing his best to just fire the best weapon he has, those hands.
He needs to be, it could be a 24-hour fitness, wherever he wants to go, a physical trainer. Because you know the old adage in the NBA, when a seasoned veteran is in good shape, they went to Germany. You know, the old Kobe thing.
Oh, yeah.
All that needs for, look, it's feeling good. How's this, does he get enough credit for taking care of his body, one? And then two, is he a Hall of Famer? He's got an NBA Finals MVP. I'm just throwing it out there, D. This run is not over. He may be adding some jewelry to his repertoire. Andre Iguodala, to me, I can't think of another player we could compare him to. And when you look back on it, real quick, D, I was driving there talking to myself. I call myself Daryl. Should he be starting? Like, at what point do we start robbing him for not being in the starting five or starting five in the league? I mean, that's how good he is. The intangibles. He's Batman.
He's right where he needs to be, though, coming off that
bench. He's right where
he
needs to be.
He really is. He really is. He's right where he needs to be. They have given his career a little bit more life than it normally would have had. And the fact that he, you know, looked in the mirror and was very comfortable moving to the bench and made that decision years ago and comes back into the starting five just as smoothly as possible. I mean, the guy is amazing at this. When you talk about, is Andre Iguodala,
yeah, because you gave me a look,
Hall of Famer.
You gave me a little look.
So here's the deal. I think he is. I think he is. He is borderline, but I think that the resume is robust enough where the borderline conversation gets him in. And the fact that he has the respect of his peers in a way that very few players get respected by the rest of the league, that's something that I think you got to put in a feather in his cap. I think you got to put the Olympic medals as a feather in his cap.
Check.
You have the collegiate career,
check,
which was significant enough, obviously. And it's not just, you know, it's not just the NBA's Hall of Fame. It's a basketball Hall of Fame. There are more Venezuelan coaches that you've never heard of in the Hall of Fame than there probably are shortstops in the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame. Like, they let a lot of people into the Basketball Hall of Fame to the point where if this many people can come in, and some of them that I've never even heard of before, Yeah, I think Andre Iguodala can be carved out a little nook in Springfield one day.
And on my sheet, DB, the fact that he does his best work to me in the biggest moments is why that just sends him over the top. If I were to have a ballot, I would check yes. And about that Hall of Fame, how the hell is Chris Webber not in there? But I know that's for another day, another time.
He'll get in there.
The Michigan, the scandal, the dirt.
It's going to happen.
Come on.
That's
C. Webb's a Hall of Famer, man. I want to give him a hug every time I see him at Oracle. Like, dog, D-A-W-G, you should be in there.
This is what happens when you're a pain in the ass.
That's what happens.
Throughout
at
your
you.
Entire career.
They get to ask Barry.
Ask Barry. 888-957-9570. This is Tomas giving us a call from San Leandro.
Oh, hey, guys.
What's up, man?
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you.
I was thinking about the game yesterday, how much I enjoyed watching the Curry brothers battle it out against each other. It was really pretty amazing. I thought, Seth had a really good game, and I think he's had a good season. And I think it'd be really fun to see him on the Warriors. You know?
Yeah. Well, no, look, I don't know if he's going to be a Warrior anytime soon. I didn't even want to go there, honestly.
Let's get past the series.
Look, I know that America loves this story, and I know that ESPN loves this story. It's a fascinating story. As a guy who's about to be a father for the first time ever.
Congrats.
Thank you very much. I can't even imagine the pride that must come with the Currys as a family to see their kids out there competing at the highest level. Outside of that, though, which I'm good to talk about once, but there's no reason to have like 45 different camera shots all series long. Like, they keep on reminding us that these guys are brothers. Every 4 or 5 minutes, it's. I'm glad I'm at the game and I don't have to watch on TV because it would be driving me nuts. And God bless you, Draymond Green is driving him nuts too.
As a brother, I got a big brother. You compete your entire life, and to be on this stage, it don't get much better than this. Me on the outside looking in, I really don't give a damn. I hope Seth miss every shot and get destroyed by Steph. So. Yeah, he had too good of a game tonight for my liking, but he was definitely amazing.
Yeah, he's like, enough of this Curry love back and forth. I want him to take an 0-for-10, and if he gets hit by a bus on the way in, that's good too.
He almost popped the ball when he blocked Seth Curry. Draymond did. That's how I know those words are real. He almost popped that basketball. Like, I'm tired of this Disney story. And I love that they're the real Huxtables before the scandal. You know, the Currys, I love them. I see them at the Oracle. You know, I love them. Like, they're real. But my only thing, DB, is let's not act like Seth is LeBron to Steph. You know what I mean? It's like he's in a good spot, had a good game, but let's not act like he's an all-star.
No, this ain't
we've been
this
watching.
Isn't Peyton and Eli.
There we
this
go.
This is not Serena and
words
Venus.
Are very important.
No,
there,
this
look
is,
at you.
No, this isn't Powell and Mark. This is
keep going.
No, I'm running out of brothers.
I can't think of any.
This isn't the Long Boys.
Look at you, Howie or Chris.
Chris and was
Howie was the dad.
Yeah, Jake Long.
Yeah,
Jake, yeah.
Look at you.
But yeah, this is. I mean,
and I love them. You know what I'm saying? And hey, Seth's got to be driving home. Like, what do I got to do to get some headlines from my brother? He won that game to me 3 times with 3 big shots, and I was like, he's about to have a moment, his best moment. And Big Brother just was like, nope, not today.
Here's the thing: I might be insanely jealous of my big brother being regarded as the greatest shooter of all time in the same sport that I play, right up into the fact I looked down and saw that I was cashing NBA paychecks too. And like, maybe I'm not cashing the same paychecks as Steph does. Maybe I don't get that Under Armour money, but you know what? I just call Steph and I get all the free pairs of Under Armour that I need. Like, if you are a Curry, you're good.
Love it.
You are golden.
And now they've branched off. You know, it's Curry, Rivers, and you know.
Yeah, and let me tell you, isn't it weird? Among the players who I think have used this postseason to change at least my opinion, if not straight up public perception of them. Well, PJ Tucker has cemented the fact that he's a baller in this league.
He's their Draymond.
Patrick Beverley had an unbelievable series with the Clippers, obviously, and changed my perception of him.
He's an irritant.
Austin Rivers has gained an awful lot of respect. And now a guy who sits across from him at Thanksgiving dinner, Seth Curry, is among the guys whose reputations I've given more respect to based on just this postseason performance alone.
And that's the essence of sports. You can never put the period at the end of a career while it's still going. And everyone you just mentioned, I sign off on, Damon. But Seth Curry, it's to me, you know, going Dr. Phil, it has to just be about confidence, because when he makes his shot, even when I was watching Portland qualify for the playoffs, D, on some nights – you could tell he's shooting like his brother. You know what I mean? So maybe it just took longer for him to get that, you know, that Jedi mind tricked over the game and over it that your brother's a baller. He belongs is all that I'm saying.
Well, and, you know, he's his daddy's son, too.
Oh, Dale was a – I used to play with Dale on a video game on the Hornets.
It's not like Dale was only shooting hoops with one of those kids in the driveway. Like, everybody in the Curry family knows how to shoot. It's just one guy – does a little bit better than anyone who has ever done it, much less anyone named Curry. He's the greatest shooter in the history of the living, breathing planet Earth, much less the Curry family. You know what I mean?
I act like I'm tough and, you know, this bravado, but really I'm a softie.
You are. You're adorable.
Pretty Woman, my favorite movie of all time. But I love it. I watched the Steph Curry Facebook thing about his upbringing, and when they show the old videos with him, Seth, and his dad shooting at the, you know, while they're 1-2 year, I almost tear up like, you know, you about to have one. I got three. I just think of me like, how cool is this, man? That the video, when they were at the embryo stages, and now look at them.
Yeah, but tip off game three of the Western Conference Finals, kill him. Put it on your brother as hard as possible. By the way, speaking of brother-brother comparisons, text line's going nuts. We missed Tiki and Rondé.
Oh, man. One still in radio.
Yeah, Markeith and Marcus Morris.
I like those. I like the twins.
Jose and Ozzie Canseco. By the way, Seth is a little bit better than Ozzie was.
Ozzie don't count.
Yeah, Ozzie doesn't
count. Yeah. How many official at bats did he get in the MLB?
Unless it's a charity softball game where they're paying you at the end with free discounts to get into a strip club, I don't think it really counts. Let's see. Chris and Kyle Long. Yep. The Lopez brothers. Absolutely.
They're balling.
Yeah. Well, Brooke Lopez.
But what's wrong with the other one's eye? It's like is he doing it on purpose? Like, he looks evil. Not Brooke. What's Robin?
You can just think either.
Right.
Just kind of say he's giving you the malignant.
Yeah. But Robin is tough now.
888-957-9570. This is Matt calling from Portland. Hello, Matt.
Damon and freaking Guru. Guru, it's phenomenal to hear you this late in the day. I always want to call during you guys' show, 10 to noon, but I literally can't ever get away from my desk. So I just want to call and tell you guys, since I moved to Portland, which was at the beginning of the year, these people love their Blazers.
It great fans.
Ridiculous.
This is
all they have up here. But the town is really bummed, and I've been just keeping my mouth shut because I just want this thing to be over, and I'm going to keep rolling all the way to the finals. But, man, I got to tell you, that win last night was amazing. And, Guru, I'm excited, bro. I am excited.
Look at you. We can tell.
I just drove by the Motor Center right now. I don't have enough money to go to the game, but I'll tell you what, I'm going to be repping the Bay out here all day. I just got to let you guys know I love the show already. Keep up the good work, and I'll talk to you guys later.
I appreciate it, Matt. Thank you, man. Hopefully everything's going good with that move up north.
Because that's all they have is the Blazers.
Someone's like, oh, man, they got that soccer team. Like, sure they do. That's great.
I was trying to channel my inner Rick Tittle, but I don't know what soccer team you speak of.
Yeah, but there's no Supremo Golasso okay, for you here in Afternoon Drive. No.
Tittle podcast.
No. Football means we need pads.
John and Patrick McEnroe.
Yeah.
The text line can really be Google at times.
By the way, John and Patrick McEnroe is maybe comparatively the best skill level in terms of one guy is, you know, one of the icons, and the other guy was really good.
See, John to me, Patrick to me is good at talking about the game. I can't remember him really getting after it, you know? But Johnny Mack was my idol.
He was... They don't make them like that.
They need
anymore.
A 30 for 30. Do they have? No.
Oh, yeah, they have.
Oh,
they have.
I was going to say, I might be on to something.
Get in there. 888-957-9570. Jay Dizzle calling from Oakland. What's going on, Jay?
How you doing, man? I've been on hold so long, I forgot what I was saying. But here we go. Andre Iguodala, Hall of Famer? Yes. Starter? No. Guru, take a picture of yourself being proud of your kids as babies, and then when they grow up, you look at them and look at yourself and be happy again. And then what was the last one y'all was just talking about? Oh, the brothers. What about them Gronkowskis? Now, I hate the Patriots.
There you go. So, Robin, what, Steve Gronkowski? I don't know.
I'm going to take a play off.
Yeah.
I thought it was like 8 Gronkowskis in the league. My bad.
I don't know. No.
Well, the other one ain't too popular. If he might be hey, I'm going to take a play off, D. I'll let you handle that one. Gronk is all by himself last time I checked.
Yeah, I must have missed that. I miss it. Yeah, I don't know. But either way, we're sorry we left you on hold for so long. It's not the goal of today's show. We want to get to you when you give us a call at 888-957-9570. Michael Rappaport's going to be joining us in about a half an hour from now. Michael Rappaport is obviously a big NBA fan. He's done a whole bunch of stuff with The Ringer and Bill Simmons and HBO. He was doing Barstool Sports for a little while before he and like David Portnoy declared a fatwa on each other. That went bad. He is also like an expert on A Tribe Called Quest, and today is Fife Day in the city of Oakland. By the way, I know a lot of you think that I got something against Oakland. I don't. I have something against.
Do people really think that?
Well, here's the thing. I don't have anything against the city of Oakland. I think Oakland's phenomenal. I think people are great. But I think that the ownership and a lot of the decisions made by some of the teams, I have a really hard trouble wrapping my mind around or supporting. And what's amazing to me is how such a prideful city can lay down to be taken advantage of so often in terms of their sports. But Oakland might be the coolest city in the world.
Nothing against the people.
Might be the coolest city in the world having today be Fife
Day. The town.
Fife Day. That is really
cool. I'm sure we might see some clouds of smoke if we get to the town today.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of that, 420, Tom Ackerman from St. Louis. Mr. St. Louis. We knew we went to IU together.
Uh-oh.
Clouds of smoke.
He got the IU mug, too.
888-957-9570. By the way, I wouldn't have this IU mug.
Steinie got you, too.
If it weren't for, so Steinmetz, he breaks so many mugs that he bought me this one, and he bought me the backup one because I guess he's planning on breaking this one, too.
Love it.
Brought the backup mug home, by the way. So I'm sipping out IU cups no matter where I am.
That drop they play of you when your boys went to the NIT, what did you break? You broke something in the studio.
I've thrown things.
Yeah, you're like, oh, God.
So before we move to this station, which is remarkably nicer than our last station.
I feel like an episode of Different Strokes, that we're here. You know what I mean? To fit out.
Totally. Yeah, totally. Yeah. We moved up.
Yeah.
The world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you might not be right for some. I used to throw chairs and break chairs on the reg. Like, I probably broke a chair a month in the old place. With no regrets, no apologies, they deserve
John
it.
John Way.
This place is too nice to be breaking chairs. KPIX is...
Yeah, I got you.
The building deserves
Where
better
Where am I get out, you know?
Absolutely. 888-957-9570. Newman in San Jose. Hello, Newman.
Hello, boys. Hey, real quick, a player that you guys forgot to mention is Montrezl Harrell. That guy has proved an awful lot in the playoffs to me.
Great, great postseason performance, no doubt.
Hey, so the player, we're talking about Iguodala. There's a player that I think is perfect comparison. He's not as great as a scorer as this guy, but when you think about all-around intangibles, you could even say that he's a better big-time player than this guy, Scottie Pippen, as far as everything that he can do. And the value that he brings to the team.
Well,
he's also, I think Andre's a better big time game player.
Look, when
Scottie's top 50 now and a starter all throughout,
right? And no one ever had to make a phone call to a Chicago sports talk show to suggest that Pippen might be a Hall of Famer. Like everyone knew that he was going to be. But I look in terms of defensive presence, showing up in the postseason. Andre has done an unbelievable job doing that. And really, this team right now, I saw Marcus Thompson today, I think, wrote something for The Athletic last night. And look, these guys who write the pieces usually don't write the headlines. And the headline suggested. Yeah, no, that's usually someone else. The headline suggested that Draymond Green is the single greatest defensive player in the history of basketball. And look, there isn't a single person among us who knows enough about the history of basketball to really start talking like that. But if we were putting together the defensive all-time starting five, I mean, I don't know how you leave them off of it. Who are the other players? Like, I do know this. My all-time defensive starting point guard is going to be Gary Payton. I'm putting a glove
saw
out
saw him
there.
Last night in the house at Oracle.
Nice. By the way, I love that when it comes to honoring the past, the Giants used to be great at it, and the Warriors didn't have like a past to honor. And the past, which wasn't glorious, wasn't worth honoring because it wasn't warm and fuzzy because you've since won titles. The Warriors are now like the Giants in terms of bringing back former players for their round of applause, like Chris Mullin.
Barbosa?
Did you see Mullin? Did you see Greg Papa getting some FaceTime on the big screen last night?
He knew it too. Papa had that hair perfect.
It's always perfect. It's always perfect.
We were, just real quick about Mully. Nobody cares. Stoney and I had him on Warriors Live, and we did a nice interview, and we're getting off. See you later, Mully. And he goes, hey, I got one quick question. And he goes, hey, Guru, what are you the guru of? So I had to go into my P. Franklin bag and explain that, you know, I was given this name.
There you go.
Yeah, so we laughed. Well, I was like, wow, Chris, going in on your boy, dude.
I think you got to come back and be like, Chris, what am I not the guru of?
Well, I kind
of
said totally something. Honest. I said everything.
Danny Petaluma. Hello, Danny.
Hey, how's it going? My question was, let's say the basketball just stopped playing right now. Who on this team are the Warriors going to retire their jerseys?
Wow. All right. Well, that wasn't a question I was even thinking of today, but here I think is it. Look, we know it's the backcourt. It's Curry and Clay.
No doubt.
If Draymond is going to be a career Warrior, you can take number 23 to the rafters
as well.
It's
already going up.
Here's the thing. The one guy whose name you're not going to hear is Kevin Durant. If Kevin Durant leaves right now, he doesn't get the statue.
I understand that.
He doesn't get the jersey retirement.
Why would you get one? Yeah, that doesn't qualify.
Days.
Oh, man, you might get two.
That's all
in
play.
Yeah, no doubt. But, yeah, and Iggy's getting one. His jersey's going up there.
I think Iguodala gets one, too. Again, it's not automatic. It's not like he's an automatic Hall of Famer. He's an automatic. But when you think about it.
But jerseys is different.
Right. And they.
To me.
Will think about how, like, you know, Andre was the guy who really signaled the, hey, all clear. You can go to the Warriors now. It's not a career mistake. Like, when he came to the Warriors, it was a seminal moment of the build of the dynasty build. So, yeah, I could see how Andre might be in line to get that jersey number retired someday, too.
My last thing about Draymond, he's not Artis Gilmore. He's not David Robinson. He's going to chop down bigger trees.
Right.
So he didn't get the DNA, you know, to where, oh, you're an enforcer. His is with, he's doing it with heart. He's giving up pounds. He's giving up inches. Damon Knightley, but it doesn't matter because he's a junkyard dog and you can't measure what's inside. So that's why I'm going to Ashanti, the old R&B singer. That's why I'm mesmerized when I watch him do things like he does to Enes Kanter. He makes cowardice of taller and bigger men because of the attributes that you don't see with the naked eye, but it's in the heart, look, the cardiac muscle.
He's the best center in the NBA.
Well, look at you.
He's 6'8". He's 6'8". He's probably 6'7" and a hook.
Yeah, no,
you know what I mean? He is
6'8".
In sneakers, he's 6'8".
That makes
him
more
special. And he's the best
special.
Center in the NBA.
Yeah, so there
he's
it
the
is.
He's the best center in the NBA.
That can run point, lead the break. Dude, this half-court sets, he's like magic. I'm telling you, man, dude is special.
These are good times. You got something coming up this weekend. We're going to come back. We're going to promote that. We're going to talk about what's special about Sunday. We got Michael Rappaport joining us at 4 o'clock. We're looking forward to that conversation. Don't you go anywhere more. Your call's right around the corner as well. 888-957-9570. All of it brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
Warriors. Blazers. Western Conference Finals, Game 3. Coverage starts tomorrow at 4:30. Tip-off at 6. Only on 95.7. The Game.
Hey, this is Damon Bruce from my friends over at Uber, and I'm not talking about any of the muckety-mucks who are cashing out their IPOs right now. I don't know them. The only people at Uber I know are the Uber drivers who do an unbelievable job getting me wherever I need to go in clean, comfortable style. Sometimes we have great conversations. Sometimes I'm busy and working and I need to be on my phone and it's nice and quiet and everything's cool and kosher. Uber is the best way to get where you're going safely without having to worry about parking or what you do with your car or anyone breaking into your car or anything like that. Don't worry about where you're going. You can work on your way there when you ride Uber, and don't forget to thank your Uber driver for their dedication, their professionalism, and that clean car. At least I certainly hope it's clean. Uber drivers, thank you.
Now back to the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
Where'd he go? Washington State. Sorry, we're just debating where Craig Elo went to college. That's what you do when you're in a commercial break of a sports talk show.
Washington State.
Craig Elo, Washington State, because we were talking about what would like the all-time NBA defensive team look like. Like at the five, you've got to either have Mutombo or Ben Wallace.
No.
I
sound like Fat Albert.
Why don't you give them a dunk? Remember that commercial?
Tell the truth.
Why don't you give them a dunk? Ben Wallace or Mutombo has got to be your five because I believe that both of them lead the NBA in the most defensive player of the year decorations, most honors. So, I mean, you can't have the guy who's won the award the most times not on the team, right? So it's got to be Wallace or Mutombo at your five. Shout out Craig Elo, Washington State. Dennis Rodman, Draymond, Tony Allen, Sidney Moncrief, and Gary Payton could be your backcourt. I mean,
CP for me.
I'm holding everybody under 80 a game with this team.
When they call you the glove, you can play some D.
Absolutely.
And you're not playing baseball.
888-957-9570. Michael Rappaport, actor, director, big NBA fan, join us. It is Fife Dog Day, proclaimed by the city of Oakland. They're honoring his passing by naming today Fife Dog Day. And he is the director of Beats, Rhymes, and Life, which is the best and seminal documentary about the Tribe Called Quest.
What year? Are we going on 10 years? Five years?
Four or five years ago? Mm. Yeah. If you haven't seen it, you got to see it.
I got to check
it out.
It's
great. Right. You know, everybody's got a little bit of a, you know.
I'm losing some of my black card.
No. I was about to say, every band has a difficult member.
Oh, yeah, gotcha.
The difficult member was Fife. Never Fife. It was always Q-Tip.
Wow.
Like, Q-Tip is out on another planet. He's hard to deal with. Like, he's tough to be in the
same room. Egomaniac a little bit.
Totally. Fife was just, like, down to earth, ready to, like.
Fife dog.
He just wanted to watch hoops and rap. Like, good guy.
Doug Christie. We can't forget Doug Christie.
Doug Christie? Sure. Damon, Russell at the five? Okay, yeah, that would work, too. Damon, what about the Dream? Yeah, Hakeem could play it, too. I mean, you can't go wrong, but those guys, they were even more rounded. I mean, like Ben Wallace, Mutombo, all they did was play defense. This is Free the People calling from 880 in traffic. What's going on? People.
Hey, man, you guys were talking about brothers for a second, and it made me, being a big Ace fan, think about Jeremy Giambi and Jason Giambi.
Not bad. Mm. Not bad.
Scandal.
You want to talk about brothers, though, in baseball? How about the Alou brothers? Not just two. There were three.
Wow.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. Those guys were pretty awesome as well, but they were way before my time. I was a not even thought of at the time, but I wanted to just say that Jeremy Giambi sliding on that play. Other than that, man, Iggy's playing great. Please do not compare Iggy outside of quality perimeter defense to Scottie Pippen. It is a travesty to disrespect Scottie Pippen's amazing career that way, but Iggy is a boss, and I love him, and he's going to get that jersey hung up Hall of Fame. Here we come. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Thank you. Thank you. Again, we are going full on fastest hands in the West for Andre Iguodala from now on. And when he gets introduced, next time he starts, I want it to happen. He's the cowboy. I mean, he really is. He's the fastest hands in the West. Bringing the old. By the way, if you haven't seen the Old Town Road video, Google that thing. Watch it today.
I'm a fan.
Pretty good.
I wasn't before. Anytime you got Nas in your name, I'm done. But he won me over, D.
The Alomars. The Molina brothers. Ooh. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, some good combinations. Let's go to Big Dave, San Leandro. Hello, Big Dave.
Hey, so Draymond Green, he's not only giving up weight on pounds, but, man, he lost some pounds. We need to max him out. He's looking good. Guru, man, how do you feel now about your chances about going up against Jordan Bell? You know, he's looking great. And then also, thanks for sharing that tidbit with regards to Mullen, because I know KD called you out on what you were the guru of.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Damon, sitting at the game with me yesterday, he looked over out of nowhere, random, and goes, dude, you can't score.
Yeah, Jordan Bell.
You didn't know. I was feeling some type of way. Like, damn, D.
Sorry.
Was that after his dunk or something happened?
Jordan Bell, for a night, was back. You know what I mean?
Or like, he had a leash. Guys like that need time to mess up and know they're not coming out the game.
Dude, he was doing things that were active. active, 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 active. And that's what they need. Coming off the bench, this team needs live bodies who are doing something. And this guy right now, last night, he was doing something.
1 point game. Portland with the ball. McCollum. Pass deflected by Bell. Tipped by Thompson. Grabbed by Steph Curry. Steph Curry on the break. Left side to Clay. Loads up a three. And the Warriors take the lead.
Jordan Bell creating a little offense with that defense. I can't even remember the last time I sat down and I had two Jordan Bell highlights to play for you on my soundboard. That normally doesn't happen around here.
Jerebko up top. Dribbles to the right side. Finds Klay Thompson. Doubled inside. Livingston. Hand off Bell. Look out. Right hand slam. That duck can fly.
That's when I started talking crap to you on that dunk right there. That's what I told you. He's going to score on you.
I kind of just shrilled. I was tattooed. The plane.
888-957-9570. Kevin, Oakland, what's up?
Yeah. I think with Durant out, you guys like Bell and so forth, they're getting more playing time. I think it makes the whole experience more enjoyable for them. Not to say the Warriors are a better team without Durant, but I think if you're an employee of the Warriors, if you're a basketball team player, you're enjoying yourself more. You're getting more playing time, and it makes it a funner experience.
And I
look forward to Durant.
Right. Playing time and handing out orange slices to the kids who get in the game, though. This is, do you fit? Are you getting the job done? And Jordan Bell, for a night of basketball, can turn around to his coaching staff and said, hey, I did what you asked me to do. I did what you needed me to do. It's not that they weren't playing him because he was putting candles on Mike Brown's expense account or anything like that.
Liability, they thought.
Yeah, but there were immaturity issues there, and there were assignments that he was not protecting. And he went in last night, and he showed well. When you show well in this game, it probably means you get to play in that game. So I think we're going to see him in part of this bench rotation now for the rest of this series.
And let's be honest, D, put the rat on the table, as we say, 10 to 12. The fact that they're playing the Blazers is good news for everybody on the bench. But when you go play that beast in Milwaukee and Toronto, and I'm rooting for the Warriors bench, my point is, if Kerr sees those old warts like he thought he saw in Houston, that those minutes will be pulled as quick as I'm drawing blanks. It don't happen often. You know what I mean.
Playoff basketball is just like watching your pitcher die early in a playoff game. You got to go get your boy the minute they're leaking oil. You pull that belt as tight as you have to, and you bring it down to an 8-7-man rotation if you need to. It's not desirable, but if you need to do it, you do it. And basically, that's what Steve did in the Houston series as long as he could. He didn't go into that bench until his hand was forced.
And he had a game 7 to play with if it kind of wild coyote backfired on him.
Acme. That's where you got to order your stuff if you're Wiley Coyote. Oh, Acme. This is Dre, Central Cali. What's up, Dre?
Doing, Damon. Okay. Guru in the house.
What up, Dre?
What up, my man? Hey, I got to agree with you. Right now, Jordan Bell, you reminded me of a young Magic. He does not have the scoring of Magic, but he has a better defense, and he sees the whole court while he's bringing the ball up.
Wow. Do you mean Draymond Green?
Draymond.
You can't mean Jordan Bell.
Yeah.
No, earlier you were talking about Magic Johnson.
Yeah, and Jordan Bell reminds you of Magic Johnson?
No.
Well, that's
Draymond.
What you said. Okay,
there we go.
All right.
Fresno's finest. Fix
Dre,
it.
I was about to ask you what your dealer's number was there for a second. Damn.
Good stuff here in the Central Valley. Hey, Damon, years ago when you guys took over the radio show, I was one of the first ones to call you and tell you how much I love listening to the NBA this weekend with JD and Steiny. And still to this day, I cannot hear a Warrior games in the Central Cali. I don't know if it's Laker country or what, but it's a real bummer for me, man.
That's a 35,000-foot decision, and we're just boots
on
the ground over here.
We're
foot soldiers. You got to talk to a general, man.
That's
higher
up
there.
Now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's Wi-Fi.
I'm clearing that pay grade. This is John in Concord. John, your phone was cutting out. What'd you say?
I said, I just want to give some love to the Sharks.
Absolutely.
That's fine.
There was an article on ESPN that they called them lucky. First of all, in the Vegas series, they were down 3-1. that there's no luck coming back. They can talk about Game 7 all day. Same thing with the in the Colorado series. That's just, you know, knowing what's going on the offside call right there. So I don't think there's anything. They're just playing hard. As far as the hand pass, the replay show, it didn't go off the guy's hand, but
no, look,
yeah, they got away with one.
John, look,
yeah,
I mean,
love you, John.
Yeah, and here's the thing. There's nothing
keep it
wrong.
Real now.
There's nothing wrong with getting lucky. I'll take all the luck you can throw at me in any athletic competition. I will take it. I will cash it, and I will not apologize. The Sharks should have died in the first round. They didn't. They got away with what, an icing offsides level murder against Colorado?
The Pavelski
and then the hand
no
to
call. The there was a call.
The hand to God. All of a sudden, you got your own hand to God goal. Here's the whole thing. The Sharks are on so much miracle borrowed time right now. If you don't go on to win a cup this year, it might never happen. Like, you're cashing in all your cosmic chips in this one playoff run only. Like, the Boston Bruins, who've been playing hockey since they froze water for the first time.
They got those Padre uniforms.
Those are beautiful. The Bumblebees, yeah. I kind of like. But the Boston Bruins in their entire playoff history haven't caught as many breaks as the Sharks have in just the last three rounds.
You got to bring it home. They need a Stanley Cup.
You know, and if Rattle were here, he'd tell you that, well, they're not going to win tonight. And he might be right about that. And he might not win this series. But every single time.
Is that your Rattle?
Every single time he tells me they're not about to win, they win. And I understand that they're short stacked against everybody. I understand that betting on them would not be the right thing to do. But you know what? Sometimes sports happens.
Let it ride. Richard Dreyfuss.
I'm telling you, the Sharks got, I mean, they got so much lady luck on their side.
They play tonight or tomorrow.
I ain't going to tell them they don't look pretty.
Tonight or tomorrow?
Tonight. That's why my boy Tom Ackerman's going to be joining us in about 20 minutes. That's how it works around here. We're topical. We're on it with our guests. In our reach.
I've been to the tank for a playoff game. I got to go to another one.
It's great. When was the last time you were there?
Last year. Rick Tittle took me.
Nice.
Hey, and they nice. get the pregame. It's like you're in a college. I was like, oh, I get used to this.
Let me tell you, going to a hockey game used to be like sitting next to a Canadian jukebox. Now this thing is like an EDM show. It's it's awesome.
And when they had E40 or whoever, that's the best.
These are good times.
What
good
is it? Open the door?
Open the door. Yeah. Bochy opened the door the night after they used the opener. Neither really worked. Welcome to your 4 o'clock hour.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.